You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
In the book of Luke, chapter 16, I want you to picture this scene. Jesus is teaching his disciples, and he tells them the parable of the unjust steward. And the key message here is that no servant can serve two masters. And then in verse 14, the Bible tells us that the Pharisees, who dearly loved their money, heard all this and scoffed at him. Now, it's in this environment that he goes on to tell us the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. There was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen, and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there, longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to sit beside Abraham at the heavenly banquet. The rich man also died and was buried, and he went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance with Lazarus at his side. The rich man shouted, "Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames." But Abraham said to him, "Son, remember that during your lifetime, you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing. So now here he is being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there is a great chasm separating us. No one can ever cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there." The rich man said, "Please, Father Abraham, at least send him to my father's home, for I have 5 brothers, and I want to warn them so that they don't end up in this place of torment." But Abraham said, "Moses and the prophets have warned them. Your brothers can read what they wrote." The rich man replied, "No, Father Abraham. But if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will repent of their sins and turn to God." But Abraham said, "If you won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead." Now, when we hear this particular parable, A lot of the messages are centered around how the rich man lived a good life, but ignored God. Or how Lazarus expected nothing except for God. But today, I want you to notice how when the rich man was denied water and told no one can cross over from hell to go to heaven, his immediate request was to plead that someone would be sent to speak to his family. When he realized that it was too late for him, he wanted to reach his family. Now, because he was a rich man, I'm sure his family received all of his possessions. They had money. They had luxury items. All of their physical needs were met. But this man in hell knew that his family needed to hear about Jesus Christ and take him seriously. I imagine that if he knew the reality of heaven and hell before he died, he would have done everything in his power to encourage his family to live for the Lord. But now, dear listener, all of us have family members who are still alive right now at this moment. Have you told them about Christ? Have you spoken to them about salvation and eternity? Have you taken the time to read God's word with them? While you still can, tell your family, tell your loved ones about Jesus Christ. Joseph and temptation. After 40 years in ministry, a very influential pastor from Illinois reflected on his life. Due to his ministry, countless people had come to the Lord. Multiple churches had been planted, and many students at the college he taught had been trained up for ministry. As he reflected, he thought how all of this almost never happened. In the early 80s, as he started in ministry, his first pastorate was at a small church in rural Illinois. He and his wife were so excited about his first job in ministry. They set up individual dinners at everyone's house who were a part of the church. Dinner went great at everyone's home, except for one. There was a single lady in the church. When they ate at her house, everything started well. However, when his wife was not in the room, he felt like the woman was flirting with him. He took it as if he was overthinking things and did not think anything of it. Later that week, the single woman called the pastor.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tell him she had an emergency and asked him to come over immediately. The pastor rushed over and came to the door. As soon as the single woman answered the door, he knew the woman's intentions. She did not have an emergency, but was trying to entice him into the house to sleep with her. He ran away as quickly as he could. After seeking counsel, the pastor figured out that this woman had done the same thing to the previous three pastors. If he had given in to temptation, it is very possible his ministry would have stalled right in its tracks. We are going to see the same thing in the life of Joseph. He ran into temptation with Potiphar's wife. While our temptation may not be Potiphar's wife, we all have to face a Potiphar's wife temptation at some point in our life. Joseph is one of the few people in the Bible with very little negative to say about him. He may have had a little pride when he was younger. Outside of that, there was no reason of his own doing to hate him. However, 10 of his brothers were jealous of him. This is because their father favored Joseph. Due to their jealousy, they made a plan to kill Joseph. Instead of killing Joseph, they threw him into a hole and then sold him into slavery. His father thought he was dead. Joseph ended up working as a slave in Egypt under a man named Potiphar. He did such a great job and worked himself up the ladder. While not at home with his family in Israel, he did an excellent job in Egypt. He found favor in the eyes of those around him, including the eyes of his master Potiphar. Potiphar's wife was very attracted to Joseph. It says in Genesis 39:10, "And as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he would not listen to her, to lie beside her or to be with her." Potiphar's wife continually tempted Joseph, yet Joseph did not give into temptation. We all have a Potiphar's wife in our life. While it may not be a sexual sin, there is some sort of temptation that will repeatedly come knocking. That temptation may be a substance such as drugs or alcohol. It may be sexual, such as in the story of Joseph. It may not be a physical thing at all, such as pride. Whatever it is, we need to be diligent against that temptation. We must look out for that temptation daily, as Satan will continue to try to lure you away. It was a daily temptation for Joseph, and will often be for us as well. Often, that temptation will happen when we are in a good place. Joseph had favor in the eyes of everyone. He was an up-and-comer in Egypt. It is often when we are in a good place that Satan comes knocking. That is because we usually have our guard down when we are in a good place. When we are in a bad place, we often see our need for God's strength in our life. However, in moments of success, we often rely on our own strength. That is why it is so important to continually remind ourselves of our need for Jesus. Constantly remind ourselves of the grace God has given us through the cross. It is only through that constant reminder that we see the continual need for God in our life, and have the mindset to fight against temptation. As you may know, Potiphar's wife ends up framing Joseph because he would not sleep with her. Joseph ends up in prison. However, while in prison, Joseph earns the favor of everyone. He works hard and earns a spot at the top of the ladder in prison. Eventually, Joseph ends up before the Pharaoh of Egypt and interprets a dream of a future 7-year famine. This interpretation ends up getting him a spot as second in command in all of Egypt. He uses this spot to save his family from the famine. This includes his dad and 10 brothers, who almost killed him and then sent him to slavery. He ends up saving the promise of God to bless his father, Jacob, and the promise of the seed of Jacob, who will come and save the world. That promised child would be Jesus. Imagine what would have happened if Joseph had given in to temptation with Potiphar's wife. He may have ended up in a much worse state. He could have even ended up dead if caught in the act of adultery. He would have never saved his family. The promise of God to save the world through Jacob would have died before it barely began. This is exactly what Satan loves to do. I am unsure what temptation you have or what temptation you are giving into. However, I know that Satan is trying to get you to give in so that he can wreck the work God is trying to do. There is a chance for mercy and grace. Turn to the Lord as he delivers you from your Potiphar's wife. What can we learn from the story of Joseph? It's a story that really begins with painful rejection and ends with divine elevation. And while there are so many lessons to do with trusting God's plan in Joseph's story, rejection is a strong theme in this story. Because if you look at it, he was rejected by his own brothers. They didn't think he belonged. They thought he was different, and therefore not one of them. How many of us can relate? How many of us have ever felt that piercing feeling of rejection? Rejection from a spouse. Rejection from your peers. Rejection from your own family, even. But here's the word I would like to give you today. Yes, you may have been rejected. But through the eyes of faith, would you just see and perceive that God could use that rejection, or he is using that rejection, in order to position you for more, in order to push you towards his purpose for your life? Perhaps rejection is the very thing you need in order for you to walk away from certain relationships. So, for the person who is dealing with rejection, or finding it hard to process, the first thing I want you to know is that God will never reject you. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2, verse 9 to 10, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." We are described as God's special possession. And so you may be rejected in this world, but when you open to the word of God, you will find that you belong. All of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are people who have been called out of darkness. We have been renewed, transformed, and born again in the Lord. So this means our values are different to the world. Our choices are led and influenced by God and his word, whereas those in the world can make choices based on their flesh and human desire. So, undoubtedly, the world will reject us. But always, always remember these words from Jesus. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.